Earlier this month, renters in a South Seattle apartment building complained that their landlord was trying to force them out. The tenants pointed to dramatic rent increases in a building they say violated city code. Seattle City Council member Nick Licata went down to take a look.
The electrical outlets were broken and open. You know, if you had kids in the room, they could stick their hands right through the wall to hit hot wires. I saw the tile on the floor is totally ripped up, mold in more than one room, and they pointed out holes where rodents had come in and out of.
The landlord has since apologized and offered a free month of rent. But the case led Licata to take action. He's co-sponsor of a measure to protect renters from what he calls an economic eviction.
You're being evicted from the place you live in because your rents are being jacked up so high that you can't pay for the rent. So you're forced to move out. And often in the past, what's happened is that some landlords have used that technique as a way of clearing out the building and then remodeling it without having to meet the legal obligation to pay for tenant relocation assistance.
You're now co-sponsoring a measure to protect renters in these kinds of situations. How will
it
work?
The landlord, by law, would be denied the ability to raise rents on a unit if it was found to be in violation of health and safety codes.
It sounds a little bit like rent control, and that's banned by the Washington State Legislature. Have you checked? Is this legal?
We've had attorneys look at it, and they've told us, yes, it is legal. It does not fall under the rent control ban. That's not to say it won't be challenged, because proponents of banning rent control would prefer that there be a marketplace unrestricted by any sort of government regulation. So, you know, they're not necessarily even many times in favor of having building codes because it cuts into the margin. They have to make improvements on the building. So they may argue that it's a form of rent control. We are arguing that it's basically falling within our powers to enforce the building code, and that until a building code is met and the health and safety standards are met, they have no right to go ahead and increase rents. To improve a building does not call for hijacking rents up, you know, 10, 20, 30, 50%.
So you've submitted your resolution. When do you expect the council to vote on it?
Probably after the budget period, because we're in the middle of budget right now, which would mean I would hope they would come up for a vote either in late November or early December.
And what are you hearing from other council members on the chances of it passing?
Well, I just heard yesterday a couple of council members publicly said that they're strongly considering it. I know that I met directly with the mayor after we had our press conference. And I would say he was very open to considering it, and then afterwards I saw that he released a statement saying that it seemed like a reasonable idea. So I think that once the council and the mayor's staff become familiar with what we're talking about, it is a very logical, fair request. It's not saying anything about whether they can raise their rents or not. They can raise their rents. It's just that you can't raise your rents on a unit that's uninhabitable.
Seattle City Council member Nick Licata on a measure he's co-sponsored to protect Seattle renters.